We begin this morning's call, as we do each week, with the head coach at the University of Maine, Joe Harris-Semiak. Good morning, Coach Harris-Semiak.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. As I touched on in the results, as usual, New Hampshire and Maine, a fantastic game last Thursday. You guys, unfortunately, come out on the short end, 24-23. Give me your impressions on that game.
Yeah, obviously, it's it was extremely disappointing to lose that game. It is a great rivalry. We're proud to be a part of it. These last 2 years, especially this year, was obviously great games, like you said. Each team battles and fights. And, obviously we want to be on the other end of the score. We can get better. We can do a lot of things better. Penalties was probably the biggest thing we took away. Just we got to clean that up discipline-wise. A couple of them hurt us at crucial situations in the game. Other than that, very happy with our freshman quarterback. I thought he played great. Had a couple interceptions at the end, but, obviously 4th and 12, last play of the game, had to kind of force it in there. But, we were happy about that. But obviously, we got to fix the losing part, and hopefully we can do that this week.
Before we talk more about the game, what makes the rivalry so special? You guys seem to play tight games year after year. What makes the New Hampshire-Maine rivalry so special?
From my time here, I think it's just, everything's pretty relative. You recruit the same guys for the most part. Coaches know each other. We see each other at camps all summer. We have a great respect for one another. And I just think we just know each other so well. And, you're going to get the same schemes for the most part. And it's just about who wants it more and who plays better and who makes more plays. And they made more plays than us on Thursday night, especially late in the game. But I think that's what makes it special. I think just the familiarity with each other and just how bad, each team wants the musket. And, like I said, college football, the rivalries are the greatest part of the sport. And, Maine, New Hampshire is up there with the best of them.
We're here with Maine head coach Joe Harris-Semiak. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. You talked about the performance of your freshman quarterback, Chris Ferguson, and as you touched on, 23 of 44, 239 yards, 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, as you mentioned, in the fourth quarter, but a really solid all-around effort. As you've gone back and looked at the film of his performance, just kind of break that down, and what did you see?
Yeah, we were very pleased with Chris. I mean, just his presence out there for his first start, Thursday night on the road, CAA opener against the 12th-ranked team in the country. I mean, it was pretty impressive. He can get better, obviously, as all coaches will say about their kids, so we'll improve on that. But I just thought his presence out there, his demeanor, his decision-making, for the most part all night was very good. Just got to be a little bit more accurate in some throws. He knows that, some chances we had. But I thought for the most part just his presence out there and his leadership was something that was really nice to see out of a freshman quarterback. Obviously, he probably wants the first pick back. The kid made a great play there. Outside linebacker made a great play on it. And like I said, that last pick, 4th and 12, under 30 seconds left, we're just trying to make a player to extend the game. So, coming out of this game, Chris will continue to take steps forward. I believe we've made the right decision, obviously, and I'm just excited about game to game now for him, especially in the league, about how he progresses and how he gets better, and it's only hopefully good things from here.
Also got a strong effort offensively from your sophomore running back, Josh Mack, and we all saw what a great freshman year he had, and he seems to have not skipped a beat. 27 carries, 103 yards, and also caught five balls out of the backfield. Is it sort of the game plan to try to get the ball in his hands as many ways as you can this season?
Yeah, I think so. I think, obviously Josh had some good plays. I think Josh can get a lot better just from breaking it down tape-wise, just being disciplined with a lot of the stuff we ask him to do, not in the run game. His pass routes and protection has got to get better if he wants to become a great back. Josh is probably a good back in this league right now, but to separate himself, he's got to continue to be disciplined and take steps forward. And like you said, he's a weapon for us out of the backfield as well, and I think that is an attribute to Chris as a freshman quarterback checking 3 of those things down to him and not forcing the ball in. So it's a combination of that. But obviously our run game will go through Josh. I thought our O-line did a nice job all night. I think their one sack came in the second to last play of the game, kind of when we were trying to make a play. So that'll set the tone. But I was impressed with our O-line, too, in terms of the way they played all night. But, You know, Josh has got to continue to be disciplined and just become a complete back. You know, and if he does that, he can be a big weapon for us.
Before we switch over to the defensive side of the ball, Chris was able to spread the ball around pretty well, and the guy who saw it the most, Jared Asuma, career-high 6 catches for 72 yards. Talk a little bit about his performance.
Yeah, so obviously with the absence of Micah Wright, our all-league performer, you know, these guys got to step up, and, you know, it's nothing new. You know, Jared Asuma is just probably one of the kids that the coaches talk about. Everyone would want him in his program. He does everything right. He's detailed, run game, pass game. He's a coach's dream, to be honest. He does everything we ask of him. And for him to get the opportunity to step up, you know, is great for him and great for our program. So guys like Jaleel Reed and Ernest Edwards have to continue to step up. We need more production from them. But it'll be moving forward. I mean, those are the guys that are going to have to make plays for us in the pass game. And I was happy that, you know, Chris is starting to build a relationship with them, a rapport during the game. And they're just going to hopefully, like I said with Chris, is their development as the games go, they'll get better and better.
We're here with Maine head coach Joe Harris-Simiak. If you have a question for him, just hit *1 on your keypad. Let's switch over to the defensive side of the ball and just give me your opinion and as you've looked at tape, how those guys did.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, New Hampshire's always one of the best game plan teams we go against. They do a great job offensively. You know, scheming us up, mismatches. I mean, Trevor Knight's a really good player. You got to be disciplined in your rush lanes the whole entire game. I thought we were off in that in the first half. I didn't think we did a great job, and Trevor made us pay for that with a couple big plays and extending drives. I thought we did a better job in the second half with what we wanted to do and just kind of in our rush lanes being disciplined, you know, trying to force Trevor to throw the ball and beat us, and he did do that at that point. So, I was pleased with that, the adjustments we made. I think they had 280 yards in the first half. I think we only allowed 105 in the second half, so I think we settled down a little bit. You know, and I was pleased with some of the freshmen, especially Jerron Grayer. He led our team with 10 tackles. You know, TFL made a huge fourth down stop to get us the ball back in a two-minute drill at the end of the game. So I was pleased with the way the defense played. You know, they scored on the trick play, on the double pass there. We got to clean that up, our eyes. But for the most part, with how much UNH throws at you with formations and motions and stuff, I think for some young guys, I think we played pretty well.
What was the biggest thing that you learned about your team in week one, do you think?
You know, I think with every new year, you kind of see how you're going to react to some adversity and hard times in a game, because I think that's really the only thing that matters. I mean, you know, it's easy to do things when you're up 21-0 or you're in a comfortable situation. And obviously going against a team like that on the road in the first game of the year, we were, you know, they go down the field, they score 7-0 right away. And our offense responded, you know, and we made it 7-7. And I think we just continue to battle, you know, which is nice to see. Especially from a lot of young guys at certain spots, they didn't waver. You know, they kept confident. They believed in what we were doing, and ultimately we came back and made some plays. You know, we had some big stops on defense. I thought our offense responded in some certain spots. We can get better, like always. But that was nice to see, just us battle on the road against a big time opponent, and have a chance ultimately to win the game with 2:52 left on the clock, no timeouts, and we had an opportunity to go out on the field and win. So. If we continue to put ourselves in those situations, hopefully the experience that these guys get, especially our quarterback, will only you know, prove benefits in the end.
You guys get to play your home opener on Saturday as Bryant comes to Alphon Stadium. As you've had a chance to look at Bryant, talk about some of the challenges they present.
Yeah, obviously new head coach there, Coach Perry, come over from Princeton, so a little bit of different Bryant than we've seen in the past. You know, we've gone against when Coach Fine was there, and that's really been the coach that has been the, you know, kind of the leader of that program since we've played him, since I've been here. So it's going to be different. You know, I thought they showed a great toughness in their game. You know, they were down, I think 28-12, second half, third quarter, and they came back. They scored I think 49, and their kids showed a little bit of what our kids show. You know, they came back and made plays, and now ultimately they won the game and we didn't. But it's a different style of offense, a lot of RPOs, a lot of different things than they've done in the past. Their defense is aggressive. They got a couple good players there on D, and you know, those kids aren't going to be afraid of coming up here and playing. They've come up here. They were up on us 21-7 last year, and you know, it's going to be a competitive game. It always is. I have a lot of respect for their program, no matter who the head coach is. So I know they'll come up here ready to play. They do a great job game planning and scheming. So, you know, our kids got to prepare like every week, and we got to go out there and win.
All right, Joe. Thanks, as always, for your time this morning, and I look forward to talking to you next Monday.
All right. Thanks a lot, Rob.
All right. Thank you.